With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Police in multiple Montana cities, including Missoula and Havre, received reports of bomb threats this morning in what appears to be a nationwide scare. The threats were delivered by email to numerous locations and demanded Bitcoin payments or else bombs would detonate in those locations. A statement released by the Havre Police Department determined the threats not to be credible and advised anyone receiving similar emails to not delete the email and to contact local police. A Montana man was sentenced to 15 years in the state prison for squatting in the home of a military service member deployed to Iraq, stealing and selling his belongings, and then going on a crime spree while awaiting trial on the initial charges. The Montana Standard reports 39-year-old Eric Robert Hunt wound up staying in the residence for 2 or 3 weeks, during which time he barricaded the front door and sold some of the man's belongings, including televisions and tools. Federal investigators say test results on a public water system serving 1,300 residents on Montana's Crow Indian Reservation have indicated fecal material contamination in excess of safety standards. The Environmental Protection Agency's Inspector General said the E. coli contamination was found in tests conducted in April and May. The problems come as the tribe has been unable to account for tens of millions of dollars intended for water system improvements and transportation projects.
With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. A former Montana high school athletic trainer accused of sexually abusing students under the guise of boosting their athletic performance was arrested today after investigators found child pornography in his room in a Miles City retirement home, authorities said. 78-year-old James Jensen was put in jail with a $100,000 bond and charged with 10 counts of sexual abuse of children for possessing the pornography. State authorities opened a criminal investigation into Jensen after 19 former Custer County High School students sued him over the alleged abuse from when Jensen was a part-time athletic trainer at the school, from the 1970s until about 1998. They say Jensen promised to enhance their strength and testosterone levels through participation in the program, in which he performed nude massages and sexual acts on the boys. John Barnes is a spokesperson for the Montana Attorney General's office, which was involved in the investigation.
During the course of that investigation, that's when the information about child pornography surfaced, and that's why those charges were filed today.
A former housekeeper at Jensen's retirement home told authorities in September that she had seen nude images of boys on Jensen's computer screen while she was cleaning his room, according to a court document filed by prosecuting Custer County attorney Wyatt Glade. Jensen told the housekeeper that the photos were of his nephews, Glade wrote. The following month, investigators with a warrant searched Jensen's room and seized his computer, a tablet, and a memory card. The images of the boys were found on the card and analyzed by a doctor for a medical opinion of their ages, the youngest of which, the doctor said, was 9 or under. Each count of sexual abuse of children carries a maximum sentence of 10 years and a $10,000 fine upon conviction. An arraignment hearing is set for December 21st in Miles City. Jensen won't be criminally charged with abusing former students because the alleged abuse happened outside the statute of limitations.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A federal judge in Great Falls today heard arguments over whether the Trump administration lawfully lifted a ban on coal leasing federal lands. The Department of the Interior lifted the Obama-era moratorium on federal coal leasing in early 2017, fulfilling Trump's campaign promise to end the so-called war on coal. Environmental groups, including Great Falls-based Citizens for Clean Energy and the Helena-based Montana Environmental Information Center, along with the Northern Cheyenne Tribe, filed a lawsuit challenging that decision. Jenny Harbein argued on behalf of environmental groups at today's hearing.
The facts as we know them show that the mining and burning of federal coal has really devastating climate pollution and other environmental impacts that the federal government didn't even review or consider before making the decision to double down on coal leasing and mining.
Harbein says the ban was lifted without full consideration of the impact the coal industry has on climate change and pollution, violating the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. the Department of the Interior, along with the National Mining Association and the states of Wyoming and Montana, defended the order to lift the moratorium, saying it is not the type of agency action that can be challenged under NEPA. Today's hearing comes just 2 days after the Trump administration announced a plan to roll back an Obama-era policy designed to protect over half the nation's waterways from pollution. The case was heard by U.S. District Judge Brian Morris in Great Falls, who is expected to issue a ruling in the coming months. An online auction of oil and gas leases by the Bureau of Land Management has landed more than $530,000 in bids this week. The auction held Tuesday offered oil and gas leases on some 12,500 acres in Montana through a competitive online auction. The revenue from the sale of federal leases, as well as the 12.5% royalties collected from the production of those leases, is shared between the federal government and the state. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.